Baltimore writer Eric D. Goodman is one of those people who keeps on reinventing himself. And so he's written everything from travel stories to a children's storybook to a novel in stories, even a novel written from the point of view of a child still in utero. And his newest book is another reinvention. It's his first thriller, and it's called The Color of Jadeite. It's been put out by Apprentice House Press. Eric, it's so lovely to welcome you back to Book Notes to talk about this. Thanks for being there.
Thank you for having me, Judith.
I loved one of the reviews that said, I never thought I'd use the words literary and thriller in the same sentence. And we do know that you are a lovely literary writer. I'm so curious to know what made you feel that you wanted to explore the thriller genre.
Well, I think I've always kind of, in the back of my mind, thought it would be fun to do a thriller or an adventure. And I think what inspired me really was my travels in China and all of the exotic locations that I encountered there. I felt like, you know, I do travel writing, and I did some travel writing about China, but I felt like they would just make really interesting backdrops for an adventure type of story. So that was kind of the driving motivation, was to try to figure out a way to be able to take characters from one destination to another.
So here we have, in the noir kind of tradition, a suave private eye called Clive Allen venturing through China in search of an ancient jadeite and sort of encountering a little bit of romance on the way. And another review that I really enjoyed was somebody saying, we can only hope that Eric Goodman has plans to write a series of Clive Allen thrillers. And I think that is quite often how these things develop. I know that you have another forthcoming book, but I'm wondering if you might continue with this idea of Clive Allen in various locales around the world.
Yes, I would love to do that. I think I want to see if there's a market for it. I would love to take these characters to other countries. I'd love to take them to like Spain and Portugal. So I've already, and Eastern Europe, I've got a number of ideas, but I think my next couple books will probably be more in the literary realm. And if this one seems popular enough, if there's a demand for it, I would definitely like to revisit, maybe do a series of these.
So, forthcoming Wrecks and Ruins, are you kind of reinventing yourself as a writer for that again?
I would say, yeah, I'm kind of going back to my roots, I guess, doing literary fiction. It's a shorter book than I usually write. It was kind of a quickly written book, and when I was doing the rewrites for it, because of the dates I chose, I needed to fold in some spontaneous scenes about the pandemic. So that kind of made it interesting. But it is a return to a more quiet, you know, everyday moments kind of drama.
Well, I'm sure that we'll be talking about that when the time comes. And in the meanwhile, Eric's newest book is called The Color of Jadeite, his first thriller. And the best way to find out more about it is to go on Eric's website, which is ericdgoodman.com. Really lovely to talk to you, Eric, and good luck with all the many aspects of writing that you continue to pull together.
Thank you very much, Judith. Always a pleasure.